What if humans behaved sexually like the wild animals? So, getting back to the animals, who do seem to behave from their non-physical guidance or instinct, as we've come to call it. Our rooster and his hens have no written laws or rules that they're conforming to. It's just what comes from within them. And so, if we could be born into this planet and start fresh like that without rules, it seems like we too would be able to operate from our inner being without the need of outside restrictions. But instead, we are born into societies and cultures that already have rules and controls that they insist that we conform to.
What we most want you to understand is that, as humans, you too do have guidance that is coming forth from within. And your guidance, your innate knowing, your sense of self, indeed the eternal nature of who you are, is what is dominant within you. And while you do believe that you are hindered by the controls set forth by other humans, we want you to know that this control is not as large or as hindering as you believe, because your innate, non-physical impulses are even stronger. Even though your societies have imposed endless rules or laws regarding your sexual behavior, many more of you break those rules, and always have broken those rules, than keep them. That is because your non-physical impulses are so strong. If your government or some controlling agency were to tell you that you were no longer allowed to eat food, your natural impulses of survival would prevail, and you would find a way to eat. You and your world do not need this book in order to free your behavior from the binding laws and rules and misunderstandings about sexuality, because your natural impulses are so strong that you really are not behaving as if you feel bound by them. In other words, your natural instincts and impulses are so strong that they do lead your behavior. But then you suffer emotional discord as you then measure your behavior against those unrealistic rules that have been created from your place of attempting to control behaviors. In other words, you behave naturally, but then you feel bad about it. Your societies will never find the happiness they seek, or know the deliciousness of true freedom, as long as they believe in controlling the behavior of one another. It is the control of your thought and the alignment with your broader perspective that you are really seeking.